University of Queensland vets are diagnosing the deadly Hendra virus in horses faster than ever, developing a diagnostic point-of-care kit that can detect the pathogen in under an hour rather than days. A rapid point-of-care diagnostic test to detect Hendra infections in horses has been sorely needed for decades. Lyndall Hulse is a research officer from UQ Gatton campus.
The new Hendra point-of-care test is quite a rapid test. It's based on molecular techniques, but the way it's designed means the whole process is sped up and it's very comparable to what is actually offered presently for screening Hendra virus in horses. So vets send in samples taken from horses, they send it into the biosecurity lab for testing, and that also is a molecular test, but we've just sped up the process.
So how much have you sped up the process though?
Generally, at the moment it can take up to a few days to get results from time of collection of the sample and when it hits the lab. So anywhere between, depending on where you're sending it from, can take up to a week to get results. You are getting, with our new test, you can actually get results within an hour, stable side.
Why is that advantageous? Like, tell me, why people want that sped up test.
In regards to welfare of the horse, because Hendra virus is such a zoonotic pathogen and it's very devastating and lethal, you can't actually treat the horse until you have results, then you know that that horse is safe and free of Hendra. So while the owners or the vets are waiting for these results to come back from the lab, they can't actually start any treatment or therapeutic treatment on the horse until they know 100% that horse is Hendra free.
Has this been attempted in terms of speeding up the test before now?
There's been groups that have tried the same sort of technique using different methodology, but unfortunately, as far as I know, it's been unsuccessful.
So how long have you been working on this test in order for it to be successful, so to speak?
Hendra virus specifically, or this methodology?
Oh, this methodology.
Well, this methodology I've been working on, it was actually brought up through my PhD, and my wonderful supervisor, Professor Ken Beagley, made a suggestion, why don't you try this technique? So I did, and developed a test for koalas for Chlamydia picorum, which actually led to meeting Ben and developing, why can't we do this for Hendra virus? So we did that, applied for funding through AgriFutures, were successful, and it's been just over a year that we've been developing this test, and now we're at this point where we're manufacturing.
Do you think that it could be used in other circumstances as well? Because you've already talked about koalas to horses. Do you think it's got potential elsewhere?
It has a lot of potential, and the veterinary market is very untouched for this methodology. You can pretty much target any pathogen, bacteria, virus in any species of animal. If this technique is, this methodology is used a lot in plant and soil science, and that's why I say it's very untouched in the veterinary industry.
Have you got a lot of interest already?
Yes. Yeah, we're already, Ben and I are already looking at further pathogens that we can actually turn into diagnostic tests, lamp diagnostics that can be done in the field. So we have a list of about five, and I do have my wildlife contacts who also want to do more tests, work up more tests as well. So
yeah, and of course, when you're talking about chlamydia, we're talking about a virus that can kill koalas. So extremely important to find out if they've got it early so it can be treated.
Definitely. Chlamydia being a bacteria, the earlier you can detect, the earlier you can start treating.
And it's going to be good for the health of humans as well, because we need to talk about the fact that Hendra virus can kill humans as well as horses.
Most definitely. And that was first and foremost in developing this this technique. Safety was always going to be paramount. And we've actually designed the protocol so there's a lot of controls within the test. So we first inactivate the test by using a heat treatment, and then running the test on the genie using the lamp technology, and we also have a lot of quality assurance steps in there as well. So,
and it's really small too, this kit. The size of the box of tissues, by the looks of it, and battery powered.
Yeah, the Genie is great. Genie works with a distributor here in Australia. Genie is made by Optigene in the UK, and literally it fits in your pocket. So it's lightweight, it's really robust, I know, because I've dropped it a couple of times, and it still works fine, and it's still calibrated fine. But it's, yeah, fully portable, fully... I've run tests out of the back of my truck before, so it's that easy to use. So.
Must be pretty exciting, the fact that you found this methodology that no one else has.
Oh, no, there's other people that have found this methodology, but actually implementing it into a practical purpose, I think that's been the point of difference. So being able to do that and offer this to vets out there, I think, is really paramount.